I would like to tell you a little bit about my story. I've done a lot of different things because I've been on the planet for quite a while, so it gives you time to do a lot of stuff. I have worked in the food industry. I've studied food and nutrition in college. I have taught special education. I went to cooking school. And after that, I studied applied kinesiology. You know what that is? It's like a lot of muscle testing to find a lot of holistic parts about yourself. And what I discovered was that the food and nutrition piece in my kinesiology work was the weak, sort of the missing piece. And that was what I was really interested in, was the food and the nutrition, the biochemistry of the body. And it wasn't there. And so when I was looking for stuff, when I was teaching the special ed kids, when I was looking for something to help them, I bumped into a lot of other programs I started to study, including some things in the Vital Community and all of these different programs. I started with that, just kind of noodling around. And then I thought, when I left the classroom, I thought, oh, you know, I can start a business. I can help families and kids. I can do that. Well, it turned out to be a lot harder than I thought. People just don't show up on your doorstep just because you decide you're going to do it, right? You have to do something. And eventually I got pretty tired and I felt very weak and I had trouble getting off the couch and I had to quit recruiting new people to be clients. I quit because I just wasn't showing up for people and I didn't feel good about it. I didn't feel an integrity. And then I came to Shine a couple years ago, and I slowly began to inch my way up and finding my health, my energy back, and I'm still there. I'm still in the process of that journey, but I am feeling like, at this point, I'm feeling like I'm beginning to find my really big why. I've had whys before, but what I found out, they really need to be big whys to get you up off the damn couch and get you moving, right? And working with Rita Marie Lascalzo, her team, and Laura Fine has helped me do that. It's been making it possible, and I am very grateful. And I'd like to introduce my friend, my mentor, Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo.
Thank you, darling.
Love.
Oh, you're such an inspiration. She has dedication, determination, and tenacity to just keep going. And she brings case studies to the calls, and we know they're always her case study.
They're me.
They're her. But she's learning how to help other people by me sharing how to help her. And what's the first pillar? The first set of things you have to do is the self-nurturing. So she's healing herself, and through that, she's very smart, and she, you know, reads through the labs and figures them out.
The three most important things in finding health and healing: the foundations.
Yeah. The foundations, right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can bring that back here. So now it's my great pleasure to introduce somebody who I feel like I've watched, you know, grow from a little kid to this amazing human being. And that's Toni St. Clair. She came to our program just like you're here, Shine. She came to, I think, the very first Shine we ever had, which was in 2014. And she sat there, you know, like a lot of you, like wanting to do something different, wanting to make that big step, not sure if she could actually do it. After all, she was an accountant, and then she was an eyesight teacher. She was looking to find her way, went to yoga teacher, took some raw foods training, became a raw foods chef. And she just felt like there was something more she wanted to do. She wanted to be able to put this together and actually work with her clients and find out her big why. And her big why has shifted a lot over time. And what she's found is she is extremely gifted. as an inspirational and transformational coach at getting people off their butts to actually do the work. So she works with clients to do that. She works with other practitioners to do that. Some of you in the room have consulted with her to help you do that. And when I asked her to be on my stage a couple of years ago for our Shine, our Spring Into Vitality, and I said, oh, they need some motivation. And she said, fine. And we all sat in the back of the room like, oh, my God. Scott went up to her and said, where's my Tony? Where's my little Tony with the softness? And she goes, you are so powerful. And to me, it was like Les Brown. Who's ever heard of Les Brown or seen Les Brown? I was like, that's Tony. And she was able to find her why and find her passion and find her niche. And she's like radiant about it. I remember being at one of our retreats. Every year we do a retreat with the NEPT practitioners and we dig deep. What's holding you back? Whether it's your own health, whether it's your clinical skills, is it your not knowing what to do to market yourself? And when we worked with her, she goes, I don't know, I could do this or I could do that. And she was just like not really getting it until the very end. And she came up with some stuff and then she worked with that over the months. And when you hear her speak, she's powerful. She's beautiful. She has a heart full of gold. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you Toni St. Clair. Big hand.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
So I'm doing the ugly cry already. It's a little early for that. It was quite lovely, and I really appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you for spending your time, your energy, your effort to come here so you can learn how to make a difference. And I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I'm going to ask you to let go of the left brain. You've had a lot of information overload, right? So I want you to get into your heart. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you and know that the information will be there when you need it. But I want you to just step out of your left brain, step into your heart. Can you do that for me? Okay, good commitment. All right, high five, let's do it. So, you're here because you want to learn how to use food as medicine. But how do you get your clients to actually shift their habits? Has anybody ever had any problems with that? Every day, all day, right? Absolutely. So what I want to do is introduce you to, you know, a concept that I've used over time, and I'm getting used to the clicker, so I'm like everybody else. Getting used to that. So who am I? I am a transformational coach. That is the heart and spirit of who I am. And I realize over the years, I've always been a change agent. Even in my job as an accountant, a CPA, I was head of this muckety-muck agency, and it was my job to get the best out of my employees. And you know what? You can't force people to give you their best, right? They can't. They're coming to work to get a paycheck, but if you really, really want them to give their best, you have to empower them. You have to do mindset. And that's what I work with. So I realized for 25 years, I hadn't owned it, but I've always been a transformational coach, and that's where I've lived. So my passion and my mission is empowering others to live up to their highest potentiality and creativity. Why? Because each and every last single one of you in this room was brought here to do something great. And it's my job to help you get out of your own way. You ready for that? Take a ride with me. Okay. All right, let's do it. So we do that by changing thoughts and behaviors. That is probably the single most biggest barrier between you and what you want. So why are you here? So maybe you want to learn how to guide your clients to finally overcome compliance challenges and transform their health and happiness. Anybody have clients that won't comply? We talked about that earlier, right? I'm going to talk to you about that. Maybe you want to feel confident, not only in your technical skills, but your skills to change mindset. It's important. Or maybe you just want to maximize your success and minimize your frustration. Anybody have any frustration with their business at all? Well, even I know there's some coach wannabes out there too. There's frustration with that too, right? So I'm going to hopefully we'll move you out of frustration and get you into doing what you were brought here to do. Oops. So, really? Okay. Okay, here's what we're going to cover. How to identify what's eating your client, not just what they're eating. So you may think this is about helping your client eat the right way. It's really helping them to live authentically. And the food is just one small part of that. Maybe you want to learn the subtle and not so subtle signs of self-sabotage, because some are obvious, some are not. But in order to get your clients to shift, you have to know what's going on in their heads. Maybe you want to guide your clients from eating a perfect diet to what's perfect for them, right? So that they can make changes that stick. I am dedicated to making my clients, or helping my clients, empowering my clients to not just get better, but to get well. Anybody want some of that? Absolutely, absolutely. So why does mindset matter? There are four elements of healing. There's the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. So just to give you a little definition, the mental is really the thoughts and the behaviors. The physical is enjoying your body and making sure that it works for you. Emotional is how you relate to yourself and to others. And the spiritual really transcends all of that, right? That's what you were brought here to do. In order to get to that level of spirituality, which is not necessarily religious, you have to change your thoughts. We always start with the physical, giving them the food first, right? And thinking, well, sometimes that's a gateway and it can open up the mind, but that can only take them so far. That's willpower. Anybody ever try to push your client to doing something and then as soon as you leave them, they're back to doing what they were doing? It's because will does not always work. Laura Fine talked about that, right? Absolutely, and there's a reason for that. So we're gonna talk about it. So why won't my client eat right? Is that what you're here for? Why won't my client eat right? There are three archetype mindsets that might be keeping your client stuck. So I created three that hopefully you can relate to. The first one is, I want to eat right, but I can't make the first step. I've had my clients tell me that. I really want to, I just can't make that first step. That's because they haven't made a connection to the vision. The second one is, nothing I do works. Why? Because they have some limiting beliefs. And the third one is, I know what to do, I just can't seem to make it stick. Why? Because they haven't created habits. Habits. Now, Dr. Reed-Marie calls this heart, head, and habits. I call it intention, belief, and manifestation. Client has to have all three of those. So you can usually get them to connect to their why. You can usually get them to understand manifestation, what that looks like. But you can't get them to believe what they don't want to believe. Because it's what you believe is what you manifest. It's not what you want. So we're going to start with, I want to eat right, but I don't know where to start. Connect with the vision. Some of us were outside enjoying the sunshine, and we talked about connecting with vision, so you know how hard that is. So you want to identify where your clients are now, who they really want to be, and coach to the gap. What does coaching to the gap mean? Identifying where they're out of alignment. A lot of people don't even know what their values are, or they've never even understood that their values are not whatever society says their values are. And maybe they just don't really know how they want to show up. It's your job to help them get there. So I love this quote. If you make your vision so clear, your fears become irrelevant. Does anybody understand what that means? If you're that connected to what you want and who you want to be and how you want to show up in this world, fear is irrelevant. It's only two emotions that rule us, love and fear. You want to shift your clients from fear to love. Get them out of the fear box. And so we talk about tools, you know, because I'm always about, you know, let's find out, let's use tools to help us connect with our clients, but not use tools as a crutch. And so when I find out where they are now, I use questionnaires and assessments. I like high-tech tools, but I also realize just asking basic questions can help. You want to find out where they want to be. Has anybody ever heard of the Wheel of Life? Yep, it's an awesome tool. That's going to tell you where your client is now. Right, and it's a Wheel of Life. It's basically, just as the name implies, it's a little circle, and they put in all the things, about eight things, that make their life whole. It could be relationships, health, all that. And you ask questions around that to make sure they're giving honest answers. And what I've learned is people have said that health is really important and that they rated an 8 out of 10, but they're not doing anything to support that. That's coaching to the gap. That's where you get to find out what the limiting beliefs are. But that's based in reality. That's based on information that they gave you. And coaching to the gap is intuition and wisdom. We've had lots of speakers talk about that, right? Many of you probably aren't really comfortable with tapping into your intuition, but we all have it. You just have to listen with your whole heart. Listen to what your client is saying and listen to what your client is not saying, which is more important. Have any of you really gotten stuck talking to your client about how to make changes? Is that really... Yeah, no, it's awful. It's awful. And that's because you're focusing on the tools, leading with the tools instead of leading with your heart. Listen with your whole heart. They will tell you. So the second one is nothing I do works. This is communicating positive beliefs and attitudes. You want to identify how your client's beliefs and attitudes get in his or her own way. That's the strategy. And then you want to help the client break the cycle of self-sabotage. And finally, you want to coach your clients to developing self-supporting thoughts and behaviors. Again, the idea is coaching. There's a difference between coaching and consulting. Does anybody know the difference? Consulting is telling them what to do. Coaching is empowering them. Because after they leave you, you want them to be good for a lifetime. That is the difference between helping somebody get better for the moment and getting well for a lifetime. And if you really want to make a difference in this paradigm shift that's going on, you want to be a good coach. It's okay to be a consultant, but understand that you're not making a permanent change unless you get people to step into their greatness, unless you get people to identify the limiting beliefs and move forward. So I like this quote here, for nothing I do works. Some people create their own storms, then they get upset when it rains. Right? Because we create our own thought patterns. What you believe is so. So here are the tools. Dr. Rita Marie's program, which I love, was the best start for me in identifying limiting beliefs. In the NEPT program, there are pillars that I looked at that had some tools and had some questionnaires. Okay, there we go. Back in business now. So as I started to say, Dr. Rita Marie's program really set me up to really understand that you have to help clients get to the core, get to the heart of the matter, not just the root cause. And I knew that that information was always going to be there for me, but I didn't know what question to ask. Her program was a good start for me. I was able to take that program and manipulate it and develop questions of my own based on my experience. And so I have my own tools that I use, from observation to assessment. I also help the client break the self-sabotage cycle. That is the storm of self-doubt that goes over and over and over in their mind. It's the loop that takes place. That's when you ask your client to do something, and they come up with excuses about why it's not going to work. And we're going to take a deeper dive in that. So again, some people create their own storms, then they get upset when it rains. Oops, all right. So before we get further into self-sabotage, I think we need to understand what it is. So here's the textbook definition. Self-sabotage is any behavior, thought, emotion, or action that holds you back from getting what you consciously want. Moreover, it's the conflict that exists between conscious desires and unconscious wants that manifests self-sabotaging behaviors. Really what that means is that you say you want something really, really badly, and then you do everything possible to make sure it doesn't happen, right? Anybody done that? Say, I really want that. That's not your fault. That's a protection mechanism. That's your brain wiring you for disappointment and making sure you don't actually experience it. So our job is to get out of that loop and start having thoughts that reflect what we really want and not what we don't want. So I've identified some limiting beliefs that are victim mode oriented and empowering beliefs that are victim mode. So have you ever heard a client say it's not the right time? Anybody? Right? I have. Present time is the right time. You get your clients to really think of possibilities, right? Don't get them stuck in that that mode. So it's too hard. Have you all ever heard your client say it's too hard? Have you said it's too hard? And that's what I want you to understand, too. It's not just you, not just your client. As you coach your client, you're going to find a lot of yourself in here. You want to make sure your client understands that they embrace challenges as an opportunity to grow. It's your job to shift them from that limiting belief to the empowering beliefs. I don't know where to start. Start at the beginning. It's a good place to start, right? Then the other thing is it won't work for me. You want to coach them to turn those obstacles into opportunities. Yeah, it won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. You want to make sure they're aware of that. I don't have the time. That just means you're not a priority. You have all the time in the world for what you value. Anybody have any arguments with that? You have all the time in the world for what you value. So that's the subtle self-sabotaging talk. Let's get into the not so subtle self-sabotaging talk. So here's some limiting belief archetypes. The judge. These are your clients that you work with, and they've been kind of going along and doing what they're supposed to do, and then all of a sudden they're judging themselves. They're judging you, and they're judging the program. They don't like the program anymore. What that means is that they have a self-acceptance problem. It is your job to coach them from judging themselves with hatred and limiting beliefs to judging themselves with self-acceptance and making it okay to experience it, but you don't stay in that. And as we move forward, I'm going to show you how to get your clients out of that. The other not-so-subtle sign of self-sabotage is being disconnected from you. So let's say you've coached this client for a week, you've given them their plan, and they're on board. Then all of a sudden, they're not showing up for calls. Anybody ever experienced that? Right? Yep, not showing up for calls. Or maybe they're coming to calls late. That's because they've disconnected from their big why, or they've disconnected from you. So then you have clients who are confused. These, again, are clients that agreed to do what they said they were going to do, but then when things started getting too close to reality, they decide that I don't know what to do anymore. They get confused. That just simply means that you've given them too much. They're overwhelmed. They need simplicity. And then there's a needy client, right? That's a client, again, who has already started the process of working with you, and then all of a sudden, they're needy. They need you to walk them through it. They want you to consult with them. That's because they're not feeling worthy. That's procrastination. That is perfectionism. And that's not feeling worthy. Those are the three areas where you're going to see clients in the not-so-subtle self-sabotaging talk. And maybe we should go backwards to go forward. When clients get into self-sabotaging mode, we have to go back to their big why, because it means they're just not connected to it. And we've been talking about big why and big why all this week to help get your clients and get you to do what you need to do. A client sometimes doesn't even know. They don't even know what their big why is. So how do you get them to feel that? How do you get them to really feel what their big why is? Maybe it's their big why not. The fear is not that they are going to not do what they need to do. The fear is that they're going to be big and that they're going to have to show up big. Your job is to walk them through that fear and make them feel like they can rise above it. So I have this next one about nothing I do works, breaking the cycle of self-sabotage. So you want your clients to shift from feeling less than empowered to very empowered. And so I always start with appreciation. As coaches, we are tempted to always start with what's wrong first. What's wrong with that? They stay in that loop, right? You want to start with gratitude and appreciation. Here's what I've noticed. When you ask clients, and I have, tell me three things you're grateful for. They can't say it. They can't say it. Tell me what you appreciate in life. You have to coach them to that, because they don't appreciate anything that isn't big or grand, because they believe that in order for things to be appreciated or to have gratitude, it has to be big. You can appreciate even the small things in life. Having a warm bed, breathing clean air, living in a safe environment. Why do you want that first? Because when you go excavating and starting to go into the crap of your life, you want to make sure that you have a love connection to hold on to. You have to. So I always start with gratitude every time I talk to my clients. Then you want non-judgmental observation. You just want your clients to be aware of the thinking that they're having. Just aware, be aware of the triggers. This is journaling. A lot of clients don't know how to journal, and so I give them some guidelines to do that. Then you want to monitoring the negative thinking, right? You want to monitor negative thinking. This is the why they're feeling the way they're feeling. It's not just the thought, it's the trigger. So if your client says, gosh, I feel like nobody understands me. I feel like no matter what I do, nothing works. I feel like I just can't stay out of the refrigerator. I don't know what's going on with me. And then they start with, I should be feeling a different way. You don't want them to start with I should. You want them to feel those feelings. But the idea then is to reframe it. And that's the hard part. Brené Brown calls that the crappy first draft. It's not based in reality. It's based on your perception of reality, right? So you want to get them out of that. This process that I do is way more complicated than I show here, but it's a whole exercise of worksheets and going back and forth. And sometimes my clients are in this mode for 4 weeks before we even start working on the food, because I have to make sure that they've gone through this and cleared this. So then, So then after that, we start challenging the self-sabotaging thinking. Again, it's a whole process that you have to walk them through. Then we develop supporting thoughts and behaviors, and then we substitute limiting beliefs and attitudes with empowering beliefs. Why? Because belief is an art of the head and the heart that transforms the unseen and makes dreams a reality. If you do not break the cycle of self-sabotage, your clients will never get where they want to be. Ever, ever, ever. But you've got to start with keeping them connected to the big why, always the big why, and then getting them out of self-sabotaging mode as soon as you see it. Holding them accountable. So here's some of the mind traps or mindset traps that I got into when I first started working with clients. I'm going to invite you to not take it personally, because it's not about you. So if you give your client something to do and they say, you know, it's too hard, I don't want to do it, don't take it on personally. That's not your job. Your job is to rise above that and to allow them to feel their feelings. Don't make it about you. You don't want to overwhelm your client with information. How many of you, because you have all this left brain information, want to just throw everything you know at your clients? I did for a very long time. My clients were overwhelmed with information but starving for wisdom. That is your job, is to give them the wisdom to use that based on your understanding of the wisdom. So you don't have to prove how smart you are. You just have to prove how intuitive you are and how caring you are, and keep it heart-focused. You don't want to be attached to an outcome. So if you tell your client, here's your four-week plan, come back to me, you know, eat right, lose the weight, eat right and lose the weight, and they don't end up losing the weight, or they're not where you think they should be, don't get attached to the outcome. Help them understand it's a process. But if you get attached to an outcome and they get attached to an outcome, then nobody wins. Right? Because measuring your success is based on their processes and habits and the rituals. So keep out of those traps. So I know what to do, but I just can't make it stick. This is one of the most important aspects of working with your client after you work with their mindset and helping them clear self-sabotage. You need to identify their major obstacles and guide the client to set goals. Again, I use tools to help me gather information. I use tools to help me understand where my client lives, and then I use my heart and my intuition to help me understand how to help them and guide them to making habits that stick for a lifetime. So here's an example. I've had clients that say, I can't eat that food. I just don't know how to make food. I don't know, I'm not comfortable making food, or I eat out a lot. So it's gonna be all or nothing for me. Well, you know, between all or nothing, there's a lot of room for play. So I had a client that says, yeah, I'm gonna eat out, so what do I do if I just can't do this plan? So I work with her to make good, better, best choices. And if anybody in this room has ever worked with me, you've heard me use the term good, better, best. Why is that important? Because between all or nothing, there's good, better, best. Perfection is not one of them. So if you're eating out and it's all situational, you don't have to be perfect. Perfectionism is going to kill you and kill your client. You have to learn to make good choices that work for you, better choices, and best choices in the situation. So you want to coach the support to focus more on the shift in daily habits than the outcome. So how do you guide your clients to setting goals? Have you all worked with your clients and said, okay, set your goal and the goal is weight loss? Just for an example, is that their big why? Is that going to keep them connected just losing weight? Because people lose weight all the time, right? That's not going to connect them to the goal. And so you have to keep drilling down and drilling down. So I had a client say, I just want to lose weight. Why is that important to you? And how do you want to feel? Well, it's important to me because I want to look good in my clothes. Well, why is that important to you? Well, because I want to feel comfortable when I go out and speak. Well, why is that important to you? Because I'm in public relations and I want to make a difference and I don't feel comfortable. And why is being in public relations important to you? See how we drill down? And then she embraced it. And she understood that was her big why, and it wasn't about losing the weight. So the secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not fighting the old, but building the new. So here are the tools. There are always going to be tools out there that you can use. You can use assessments and tracking tools. You can guide the client to setting goals. Again, these are all tools, but by themselves, they're not going to help you get to the heart of the matter. You have to have conversations with your client. You have to hear what they're saying and hear what they're not saying. You have to get to the heart of the matter, not rely on the tools. Because I know a lot of us out there are gathering information, and thinking that I'm going to have that next right information that's going to cause my client to really understand how brilliant I am and make the change. It's not about the information. It's about you having the confidence to know how to use that information to help your client. So again, three mindset strategies to finally shift your client's eating habits. You want to connect to the vision, communicate positive beliefs and thoughts, and create habits to last for a lifetime. I understand how difficult it can be, and I'm just going to tell my own personal story here. When I started working with trying to change people's mindset, because I really, really wanted to do it, I was drowning in a lot of information, root cause stuff, but I really didn't know how to help them. And so I started using Dr. Rita Marie's program and other things that I saw, and I started developing worksheets, and I started developing programs that made sense, and the clients were like, oh, I get this now. In communicating beliefs and thoughts, I stayed connected to them. I used an app called Embody 360 to track what they were eating and to track what they were thinking. And then in real time, I could tell when they were disconnected from their goal because maybe they stopped posting. And that's what you use the goals for. You don't say, well, please post. You ask them, why aren't you posting? These are all designed to help you ask questions so you can stay connected to your clients. You want to create habits, again, to last a lifetime. It's not about just getting better. You want your clients to get well. You want them to focus on the process. A lot of clients are focused on the goal. And so I had a client that wanted to lose, 30 pounds or so. She got 10 pounds, and she plateaued. She was no longer interested because she forgot to go back to her big why. So we had to get her back to the big why. And we had to go back and do a feedback form and say, hey, what have you accomplished? She said, oh my gosh, I'm eating better, I'm feeling better, I'm sleeping better. Those are all long-term habits that will serve her well long after she leaves me. But because she was focused on the weight loss and not feeling good, she lost sight of that and wanted to give up. Oh, okay. So here's an example of a client I work with who actually shifted from self-sabotage to self-care, and I hope that you are motivated by this and that you can also experience this as a coach. Uh-oh, can we hear?
And in need of immediate change now? That was me 4 weeks prior to working with Tony. I sought help from Tony for business coaching, but gained so much more. Since working with her, I can truly say that I know who I am. I learned that I had allowed myself to become a surrogate by taking on identities not my own and suppressing my true self. In just 4 sessions, I learned that I was doing a lot of self-sabotage, not being confident, making simple things difficult, and procrastinating with completing projects. My vision was so clouded and lifeless that I didn't even realize that I was identifying myself as a task instead of a living, active being. Now that I have found, rebirthed, unlocked, and released the real me, I am now truly moving in the journey of living out my destined purpose. It is a blessing to connect with someone who is gifted to guide you to shift and transition a dark mindset to one of light and life. Ridiculously simple, one of her many powerful sayings is now my favorite mantra and grounding when I seemingly get overwhelmed. I'm still developing, but the techniques and the tools, the wheel of life, the self-sabotage quiz, the name that smart goal, journaling thoughts, a day in the life, these tools Tony shared with me are now a part of my everyday living. If you are in need of a transformation in your spirit mind to shift you to the next in your personal life and in your business life, I highly recommend the Transition to Transformation Coaching Services of Tony St. Clair. You will be happier, you will be healthier, and you will be lighter.
Okay, so this lady, I'm going to cry. So this is a shameless plug, but I just want you to know this is how you can make your clients feel. She came to me, she's actually in CMDS. She came to me and said, I know you're a transformational coach. I don't know if I wanted you to help me with my health or if I want you to help me with my business. I said, well, let's just figure it out. I know you want to transform. And within 4 weeks, transformation had taken place because I just listened to her. I listened to her. I understood what her big why was, even if she didn't. At the very beginning, we just kept drilling and drilling and drilling. And we had what Brene Brown calls the crappy first draft, and we just kept going over and over and over until I felt in my spirit, and she felt in her spirit, like, yeah, that's my big why. Then we started working with self-sabotage. She was a procrastinator, and she didn't know it. She was just like, she was making excuses. Procrastination, really, when you're talking about self-sabotage, it can look like real, reasonable excuses. Maybe you don't have time. No, maybe it is hard, but it can disguise itself as regular everyday excuses, but they're really self-sabotaging excuses. And this is how you want to make your clients feel after every session with them. So I'm really grateful that she was able to make this video for me. So you want to coach with confidence and confidence. I don't know if I lost. Oops. You want to coach with confidence and confidence. So what does that mean? That means being comfortable with who you are as a coach and being comfortable with the information that you have. As coaches, particularly in Dr. Marie's program, there's a breadth and depth of information that's unbelievable. We all agree with that, right?
Yes.
I mean, can we just give her a high five and applaud that, right? Right? There's a breadth and depth of information. So I have to tell my left brain, it's okay, that information is always going to be there, right? I don't have to lead with that. What I need to lead with is my heart, my wisdom, my intuition, so I can use that information with confidence and feel confident. Because information without intuition is not going to help your clients. Just information without your own intuition and wisdom is not going to be supportive of your client. If you don't believe me, try it. Just throw a recipe at them and say, call me back in 4 weeks and see how well that works. It's never worked. So get comfortable. So I thought that you might enjoy knowing what I believe are 10 rules to be happier and more confident in your practice. Because I think it's important to play in your business, to really grow in your business by just making mistakes, but also trusting yourself and knowing that you can always recover. So you want to listen to others, but trust yourself. You want to stay focused on your goals. Make distractions financially worthwhile. You want to be a good boss to yourself. You know what that means? Self-care. Dr. Marie talks about that. You got to focus on self-care. You want to have patience. It takes longer than you think to grow your business and to be a heart-based coach. You want to find the easy way. Look for the shortcuts and opportunities. This is one of the reasons that I developed Coach's Corner, because I was looking for an opportunity to work with my clients without focusing on the tools. And so I was looking for tools that could work for me and not have the tools take over my life. So you want to work smart, not hard. You want to make your own rules, right? Maybe that's one of your values. You want to learn to say no without guilt. All clients are not good clients. All money is not good money. It's okay to say no if it's not a good fit. Don't be afraid to pay for help. Don't be afraid to pay for an opportunity to grow. Like this program offers, the NEPT program. I would not be where I am today if I had not had this program. It allowed me an opportunity to feel comfortable as a coach, to understand that technical information is always going to be there. Dr. Marie is so generous with her information. I just know I don't have to focus on that. I can focus on the heart and guiding clients. You want to plan, review, and adjust your plan often. And you want to have fun. Is anybody out there having fun with their business? I am. Yeah, right. You want to have fun because it shows. Okay. I'm not sure what happened there. I had more slides, but they're gone. Okay, let's do that. I am going to speak from the heart, but I do want to make this point clear to everybody. Thank you. This Shine Conference is designed to let you shine. We've said throughout this week, Let your light shine. Dr. Reed-Marie has said it over and over again. You are good enough. Now is the right time. You want to enjoy the beauty of becoming, and when nothing is certain, everything is possible. Why is now the right time? Because we talk about that paradigm shift, right? You've got to get on board now. We don't have time to waste. You are enough. Just on the information that you learned today, you can change lives. The first Shine conference I went to, where I paid $97, I said, I can roll with that. I felt like I had more than enough information. And I took on clients prior to NEPT, the official program, starting, because I recognized I was enough. So I want you all to know that once you enroll in this program, you will be enough. You're enough as you are now. You want to enjoy the beauty of becoming, right? Focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. A lot of what will hold you back is saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. What can you do? And the other thing is, when nothing is certain, everything is possible. On the other side of fear is everything you want. I'm going to say that again. On the other side of fear is everything you want. You just have to make the leap. I stay out of my head by doing 3 affirmations every day. As a matter of fact, it's on my screensaver. I am amazing. I absolutely am, and I believe that. I am. If nobody ever told me, I'm amazing. I'm prepared to succeed. You know why? Because I have this wonderful program that this woman has developed. And because I have brought out my heart-focused, intuitive nature, I'm confident. So when you develop yourself to the point where your belief in yourself is so strong that you know you can accomplish anything you put your mind to, the future will be unlimited. And I'm ready to change lives, starting with my own. And I want you to know that every time you change a life, every time you make a difference in your own life. Every time I see something in my clients in the way of self-sabotage, I see it in myself. And I'm able to grow as a person. Every time I'm able to walk my clients from fear to love, I get closer to self-love. And all of you can experience that, and all of you want to experience that. Because there are only 2 emotions that rule people, fear and love. Get them out of fear and get them into love and watch the magic happen. Can you do that? Can you stay out of your head long enough to get into your right brain and to release all of the technical stuff and long enough to just hear them with your heart? Hear what they're saying, hear what they're not saying? Can you understand the power that you possess in empowering somebody to finally reach their goals and make a difference? It is the most exhilarating feeling in the world, and I want more of that, and I want more of that for you all. At the heart of who I am, at the core of who I am a change agent. I know I was brought here to help everybody else be their very best. And so every program I develop is about helping everybody else be their very best, because again, you were brought here to do something to help the planet. And if you're not doing it, we're not benefiting. So I want you to step out of your fear box. I want you to do one thing that scares you every day with your business. I don't care if it's making a phone call. I don't care if it's doing a class. Do one thing that scares you every day so that you can grow and move beyond it and realize that it wasn't real. It's what we create in our heads. It's a story that we tell ourselves. And your goal as a change agent, because that's what coaches do, we're change agents. Your goal is to help your clients do that very same thing. Be a change agent. Make a difference. Help your clients become their very best. Now, here's what I understand. I'm talking off script now. What I understand is, as left brain people, we're looking for a formula, right? I understand that. I understand you need structure. So I've developed a program, Coach's Corner, that has structure, but it allows plenty of room for you to show up authentically. We have tools, but the tools are to allow you to shift into your heart. They're just information. It's just tools for information. Without you using your authentic heart to listen to your clients, those tools are meaningless. But I know we need a little structure. Is there anybody out there who doesn't really want to make a difference. Anybody out there, let's just be real, anybody uncomfortable with tapping into their intuition? Have you ever worked with a client and just kind of intuitively knew what to do but didn't know how to get them from A to B? I've been there. And that's why I started gathering information. That's why I started understanding that it's not just about forcing them into a box. It's about understanding what makes them tick. It's about understanding what makes them hurt. It's about understanding what makes them feel good as people and keeping them there, always shifting them there. I have the benefit of having at least 10 clients in this room whose lives I've changed and who are making a difference because I was able to get them out of self-sabotage into self-love, to get them from confusion to clarity, to get them from doing life to having a life. Anybody want some of that? It makes a difference. So I don't want you to go out there and gather more information. I don't want you to go out there and get another certificate. It doesn't make a difference. You make a connection with your clients with your heart, not your certificate, right? When you talk to them, you're making that connection. You need to stay in connection with them. They came to you because they felt something. And it wasn't because you had all these certificates. It's because they saw something in you that they knew was going to help them. You just have to stay in that zone and not be afraid. Don't let fear make you walk away from a situation where you can help people. Don't let a client down because you don't understand how to get them from self-sabotage to self-love. It's a hard journey, but your job is to walk them through the fire. Your job is to make them think that they can get there and that you're in it together. You walk them to the end. Now, the thing about self-sabotage and changing mindset is that it's easy to lose that when you start focusing on the food first. So in my programs, Transition to Transformation, we can spend 1 week to 4 weeks just working on the mindset. They can do little things with the diet, maybe eliminate this, add that, but the focus is on changing mindset. And they always want to skip to the food. Nope, we don't go there. We don't go there. Every night they have homework. And you make their goals ridiculously simple because that's where they get lost. Because they want the big picture, but they're not ready for it. So you make their goals ridiculously simple. And you walk them through baby steps because baby steps are still steps. You let them know that it's not all or nothing. You let them know that their vision matters and that you believe in them. And more importantly, they should believe in themselves. You fight for them and you fight for their passion and their purpose so that they can show up the way they're supposed to show up. And I know I keep repeating this, but it's important for you to know that that's your job. Every life you touch, you're supposed to make sure that that person you leave better than you found them and that they get that much closer to who they are and why they're supposed to be here. And maybe your job is just to plant a seed. And maybe somebody else comes along and waters it. But understand that before you start throwing diets at people and eating this way, you got to figure out what's eating them. Get into the mind, get into the heart. Know that the only way you can have true confidence as a coach, you can have confidence, but to have true confidence as a coach, you have to learn how to marry that information with intuition. That is true knowledge, and that is true power. Anybody want some of that power? Yeah, absolutely. You can do this. I've listened to you all week long, and I've heard people say, I'm not a real coach. You know, I'm not there yet. You are there. We coach people every day. If you're a friend, you coach people every day. You are a coach. What you may not have are the skills to move them from self-sabotage to self-love, but you are a coach. Don't play small. Play big, right? What is your biggest, wildest dream as a coach? Does anybody want to share? What do you want? What do you really want to do in the world? I'm going to tell you my dream, because it is big. My dream is to partner with someone who wants to change the face of the medical system. That is my dream, and I will have it. Absolutely, you can clap, you can applaud for that. That's what I want to do, absolutely. And I want that for you. I want you to dream big like that too, and I believe it can happen. Everything I've done has taken me towards that. And I apologize for the slides being lost and having to do this from my heart, but I do need to make sure I get back on point and let you all know that Michelle and I have developed a technology resource booth. It's important for me to do that because I want you all to know that there's technology out there that can help you be better coaches so you can spend less time doing tasks and more time being with your clients. If you sign up for my list, an opt-in, you will have access to that information and also have access to what Coach's Corner is all about and coaching with confidence, because that's what I want you all to do. I appreciate your attention and time, and if you have any questions, I'm here to answer. Any questions? Thank you. Change lives. Do it now. I am confident. Say it.
I am confident.
I am a change agent.
I'm a change agent.
I am enough.
I'm enough.
I am unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
And you are.
And you are. And you are amazing. Oh my God.
Okay, that's electricity.
That's electricity. Wait. So those of you who joined NEPT are getting, and do the full pay option, are getting her program, her Coach's Corner program. And we're including that.
I'm happy to explain it to you. Come out and talk to me, and I can, you know, explain more of that to you. We do have something to give away, though, if you have two.
Oh, yeah.
That you, if you all had put your raffle tickets in for Empire 360.
Come on up.
Empire 360 is an
Tell them about that.
App. Okay, it's an app that will allow you to track your clients' mood and nutrition and bowel movements and everything. There are recipes in there. You can put your own in there. Dr. Rita Maria is going to also have her recipes in there.
Pretty
but it's a great way for you to figure out whether your client has gotten out of their big why. But I love that program because I can interact with my clients in real time. All right. So I will let you.
Yeah, they're in the process of putting my Green Cleanse, all the Green Cleanse program and the Sweet Spot program
Absolutely.
In there. So those of you who either are in IRSPC and then IRSPT and then become certified through it, you will get access to that that whole system. Just you'll be able to sign up under me and get all that. Yeah. And those in NEPT will get everything. So anything I put in there. Okay. Ooh, Karen T. All right.
Empire 360 1-year subscription.
Wow.
So, what was missing from the slides is.
No, keep it. I'll hold it so you know her name.
What was missing from the slides was the website for you all to go to Coach's Corner and see what we're all about. So, come out front and I'll make sure that you get that website. Thank you so much for listening. If I leave you with nothing else, just keep it heart focused, right? Keep it heart focused. You've got this. Oh, sure. Make sure it matches. Yep.
Cool.
All right. Go grab your information. From
yes, I highly recommend when we're finished. We're going to finish soon. We put 5:30 on the thing, but I think it's going to be a little sooner. And you can go visit her booth and talk to her about getting into that program. What's this? Oh, if anybody wants any of the Unstoppable bars. These are a bar we put together because I was sick and tired of people saying, what bar can I eat? What bar can I eat? I'm like, they're all crap. They're all high in sugar. They've got added ingredients. So we made one that is low glycemic, high protein, good omega-3 fats. It's got some MCT oil, so it's got some brain stuff in it. And so if anybody wants them, you've been tasting them all weekend. So if you want them, Scott has them here. Raffle, what was the final total on the raffle? Because we were matching some from the donation. Okay, yeah, so I really appreciate everybody's generosity, and like Scott said, we're going to match anybody that donated today. I'm full. Are you full? Was Tony amazing or what? Is she amazing? Right? And a couple of years ago, she was sitting in the same chair as you are, and she believed in herself. Wow, $2,640 that we're donating to Chet's charity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It feels so good to give back, doesn't it? Doesn't it? All right. So we're at the end of our time together. And I've been thinking a lot and been being inspired about what to do to close this. And I like to close on a high note. I like to close with you feeling empowered to go out and do something really amazing in the world. Because like Tony said, you are amazing, right? You all have that in you. Wherever you are, whether you're 28 years old or 22 years old, right? 22 years old or 74 years old. That's a wide range of ages. But you all have gifts to give. And you all have amazing hearts. And you're all dedicated and ready to do in whatever way. So I think what I want to do is have you guys, first of all, I'd like to have a few ahas and shares as to what does this meant to you, and how has it been, what are you going to do with what you've learned here this weekend, right? It's been 3 days. It's been a packed 3 days. She kept calling it this week, and that's what it feels like, doesn't it? This week together, right? So I'd love to hear, and just raise your hand, and we have mic runner. So we have two, one. Okay, so raise your hand, and I'd like to hear, just share, like, what's transformed for you this weekend? What's changed for you? So go ahead. And just say your name and remind us your name and where you're from so everybody remembers you.
Hi, I'm Doreen from Macon, Georgia. I guess it was several things. It was a lot of things I got, but it's empowered me to go back to our office in Macon, and we have lots of people with diabetes, pre-diabetes, and they're minority and low income, and they just can't afford a program like what I would offer. But it's empowered me to go back and actually host a evening of information and education for our patients.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you. Awesome. Who else?
Well, the
Susan
biggest
from
me,
Austin.
Susan from Lockhart, Texas.
From Lockhart.
Yeah. Is there just isn't any more time to be stuck in my limiting beliefs.
That's right.
There's just no more time.
Yeah. Every minute we waste.
I got to step out.
Every minute we stay in fear. And what Tony said is that's my motto. What you want most lies just outside of the fear. I mean, outside of your comfort zone, as the way I always said it, right? Right into that fear is what you want most. Everything you want is right outside your comfort zone. Because if it was right in your comfort zone, you'd have it already. Right? And you have to step in. Who else wants to share? I'd love to hear a couple more. Grace? I just felt like you had something to say.
I think it was 4 years ago when I came to Shine the first time, and it was because of Shine that I convinced my husband to move to Austin. It was because of Dr. Rita Marie, because I wanted to be close to this community. And it was amazing because I didn't think that I could get a job here, but I did. And I've been coming to Shine, and I've been trying to figure out what I need to do in my own life for this to happen. And I'm in a situation very similar to Lynette. We do actually very similar work, and we both like our jobs. So I've been trying to figure out what should I do. And how can I incorporate all this? Well, the good news is I feel like I've overcome the big health challenges that I was trying to solve when I first met Dr. Rita Marie. And I've overcome migraine headaches, and I've rebuilt my digestive system, and I've rebuilt my immune system. And I feel so empowered and great. I mean, I feel more energetic today than ever before. So I'm really grateful. I've learned so much. And I have also realized that I don't think that my particular niche is health, even though I've learned so much about it and I feel very confident in that space. I actually resonate more with Tony and what she does, and I want to pursue something more like that, so a transformational coach of some sort, and I have some good ideas, and I'm looking forward to some great partnerships with some of you. So that was a really big aha for me to finally get to a decision on that.
Wow.
So, thank you.
That's big. Woohoo! Congratulations. Awesome. Who else wants to share? No? All right. So what we're going to do, first of all, I would like to thank some people in the room without whom this conference is not possible. So I would like to have them come up here. And so I'm going to name some names. And Karen, can you make it up here? Okay. So I'm just wondering before I call your name and have her go, no, can't do that. So, you know, you need to have help to do what you're doing. Like Jorge spoke to us last night about how he answers his phones and he makes his appointments and he does all this and then he books all his clients. And we want to get you outside of that mode and into your genius. And when we first did this conference 4 years ago, we had me and Scott and Jan. And then we had a few volunteers. And Karen, of course, Karen has always been with us, but the food, and she like actually was in the kitchen because the kitchen could not figure out how to do the food. And we've just, as a result of just me stepping into my fear zone, it's a big fear zone for me as well, and deciding that this was important to us, this was important, this message was so important, that we've been able to get a larger team of people to support us. So Keldy and Scott and Lynn and Doreen, come on back here. And I'm just going to pull them out one at a time. And I want us to give a big round of applause, because without these guys just holding the space back here and coordinating everything, I couldn't be fully present with you, right? And I just want to give them gratitude. Oh, he's just right here. So this is Scott. He's my life partner as well as my business partner. And the father of my two children, our two children. Oh, you can stay right here. Karen, why don't you just go in here and sit on the front of the stage? Now, somebody pick her up and carry her. She's light. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize you were going around. Here, push this aside and let her go through. Just make sure she doesn't trip on the speaker. Here. Yeah, and then you could just come sit right here so we could see you. And I just want to recognize everybody for all they do. All right. Karen Osborne. Was the food amazing? Karen's recipes, and you can get all the recipes by going to her site, myfoodfitnessandfun.com, and download the recipes. She coordinated. She kept meeting with the chefs, making sure they knew what they were doing, giving them the recipes, tasting stuff, and like, no, that's all right. But they did a great job. They did an awesome job. So thank you, Karen. Jan. We were the original team. This was it, plus some few volunteers. And Roy. Roy's with us the whole time as our sound guy. So, yeah, here we were. And Norm wasn't at the he was at the first. No, he wasn't. It was the second.
Second one.
You were at the Domain, right? You were at the first one you were at was at AT&T Center? Okay. That was Shine. So he wasn't at the Domain one.
No.
Okay. What did we do then?
We had some other guys who were terrible.
No, that was only for SIV. Oh. I thought he was at that first one. I think he's been at every Shine, but not every SIV. We'll argue. Now we're going to get into 30 years of marriage, how we, you know. I don't know. That's not how I saw it.
We never argue.
No. All right. So we'll look at our contracts and see. But Norm, on video.
Yay. Woohoo! Norm.
It's come a long way from setting up a couple of cameras in the back to look at what he's done.
It was,
the production
it was
it's
Norm
amazing.
And his good partner Max.
Oh yeah, Max moved
and
out of the
And they had a
country.
Couple video cameras and
yeah.
Here we are with all this
here
stuff.
Here we are. It's an amazing job. We weren't doing live stream back then. We did live stream for the second one. Did we do live stream for the first one you did? No, then you were at the first one. I win.
Max and Norm.
Yep. You were at the first one. He just wasn't
surprise.
At the first SIV. Okay. So So Jan, what she's doing now on our team is she started out as one of our students, and then she just, I mean, she's just amazing, right? Is she amazing or what? So she coaches. So she coaches. She was one of our lead coaches in ERC. Now she's backed out of that. But we've got her. She does a lot of the content in the background, a lot of the tests, the quizzes. She makes up all the quizzes. So if you don't like the tests,
blame her.
Blame her.
Email me. Before you blame me, email me.
Yeah, and she's helping now with more content, and she helped in doing objectives and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. This is Jan, and she's an amazing coach. I remember she was the very first person to do one of the certification case studies, so they have to get on and do this thing, and she presented this case study. And who's here's a mom? Who's ever had a kid who did their, like, first soccer game or their first ballet performance or their first dance performance? You know that feeling? Like, that's my child, and your tears are streaming down. They used to be like this, and now they're on stage. That was how I felt about her. I'm like, she's been listening. I felt like she was echoing back. It was amazing.
Unlike her husband.
Well, that's another story. All right, so this is Keldy, and Keldy is our online business manager and jack of all trades and gets all the emails out when it doesn't get done otherwise and lots of stuff. So she's like, you know, the organizer around everything.
And her last remaining Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
We love Canadians.
What about Jimmy?
Jimmy is our...
He's our Canadian move to...
Canadian and went to Australia, and I was in Costa Rica, so...
Yeah. He's an expat. Okay. And then we have Doreen, who joined us in April. And she's the program manager. She makes sure that all the videos get up and the emails go out. And she's amazing. Plus, she's doing some social media now. She likes social media, and she knows how to do social media, we found out recently. So she's going to help us with all that. And then we have Lynn.
Yay,
Lynn. Woohoo! And Lynn is the mama of the programs, right? What do we call her? She is who everybody turns to. She does all the orientation calls. So in a couple of weeks, she'll be having the first orientation call for new people. But people keep coming. 13th? Okay, 13th, thank you. And people come back to the orientations over and over because it's like, just, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, there's that there. So she just is always really great about that. But she's also one of our coaches. She heads up the coaching. She does a lot of the conversations with people who are looking to enroll. She does those enrollment conversations to see if it's a right fit and help you join. And she used to not do very well on those when she did it for herself. So just to see, when you go, well, what do I do? How do I do them? And I coached her at the very first NEPT retreat. I was coaching her through, and I pretended I was the client. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, if that's too much, if that costs too much, it's okay. I can do less. And she just said it was $50 or $25. But I can do it for less if that's too much for you. And now she's like, stand in your value, right? You got to stand in your value. So she's come so far, and yeah, she's amazing. And who else is here?
Well, we have Terry. Clement Bignet.
Terry, there, Terry.
A photographer has been with
so
us a number of
who
years.
Who else can come up here who helped? Pamela, come on up here.
Oh, Pamela Weems. Come on, Pamela.
Nancy still here? Nancy Scott?
Volunteers.
Yeah. So Pamela not only fed us for the few days before while we were getting ready, she came over and filled our refrigerator with food, but she also... She has helped, so as Karen was hurt and injured, right? And she's been the one to coordinate with the kitchen and help make sure that the recipes are right. But she's been a volunteer at these events for how long? For as long as we've been
doing
them,
more than
them,
that,
right?
If those of you who know the Raw Foods University, the cooking
the
shows
classes,
we have,
she
Pamela was
Pamela
part of that chef
three
group
of us.
With Karen and Rita Marie way back when, way before.
She took one of my very first, you know, I said I used to do these classes in my house, and she came and did the classes in my house, and she goes, well, I'll do all of your classes, but can I come help you in exchange for tuition? So she started there and did every class I ever did. $10, she, yep. Yeah, I said, because I believe this is what you need to do with folks if they want to barter with you. If they want to get, you know, hey, will you do this service for me, and, you know, can I do it? I always make them pay a little bit. So she paid $10 to come to classes, and then she got to help out and clean up, and it was a good deal. It's a good deal for both of us. But you have to, you know, put value in, because people don't value the education if they don't, you know, pay for it. She didn't pay for us anymore. She
first class, though, you only charged $10 for that 1 hour.
I did? Okay, so I've come a long way, too, okay?
Yay.
All right? Oh, woohoo. It was a 1 hour class for $10. There you go. It's a way to get started. And in your community where you want to give back to those folks, you can do free classes, but you can also charge them $2, right? Because they may say they're going to come and not show up, right? Or they may go do it and they'll go, I didn't pay for that. What's it worth? Right? But you look at where, if you're going to want to donate or do pro bono, really look at, do you really want to do it for free? Okay, who else is here? David does the Qigong and speaking.
Dr. David Weinthal.
Dr. David, he's amazing. He's an amazing acupuncturist as well. Scott's been getting his great services for a while now. I got to get acupuncture. So he goes about once a month now. And
she doesn't know what we really do.
Maybe we don't want to know what you really do. Is there something I need to know? Okay, who else?
Fun.
Michelle and Diane.
Well,
come
Michelle
on up
Hernandez
here.
Is new. Diane Williams. Yeah. She can make
and
it.
Joe left.
These are volunteers. These are
who
our
else?
Local people.
These are our local people who come and volunteer, and they just do a great job. Who else
it's
was a volunteer?
Whether
Mary, you can mention
Mary, who is amazing. Nancy, who I guess
gone.
She's gone. Nancy and Mary. And so, you know, this is, you build a team around you. You build help. And I'm just so excited that these people are here for me. Oh, and where's Audrey?
Yeah, platinum team.
Lauren, what is it?
These are new teammates, I hope, for now in the future. Platinum Events, professional event managers. And
yeah, they do event
let
management.
Me tell you the load they've taken off of me.
Yeah, right. We had those the first time.
It's a lovely put on. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So that's, Audrey.
LA.
The
LA
short blonde girls in black.
And Katie.
Except
what's
today
that?
They're white. Throughout the event, they're the blonde girls in black.
Blonde girls with black. There you go. They're the blonde team. Anybody else? So what I would like to do is thank you guys so much. She has something to say. Okay, go for it.
Well, while we're a great team, we wouldn't be here at all if we did not have a leader. And, you know, we would be standing here kind of twiddling our, we wouldn't be here at all. So
thank you.
I think we all need to give you a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Much gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Woo. I'm honored. And without all of you, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be teaching this. If you didn't have the passion to go out and help people and be willing to leave your home and come fly across an ocean, fly across the border, right? Fly from the ends of the U.S. and in here and leave your home and leave your comfort because of a passion and a belief that you have about helping people, right? We are the change agents. We are the future. So to close, I like to do a circle, but there's no room to do a circle in here. But let's just all stand up. And I want you to close your eyes. Maybe focus on your heart. Do a few breaths. And I wanted you to think about, what are you grateful for? Brother Tony said, we always focus on what's wrong. Why are you here? What's wrong? I keep wanting to revamp all my assessments, all the medical assessments, to say, ask what's right. And then we can fill in what's wrong because, I'm getting in 8 hours of sleep every night. I'm doing this. But think about what's right. What are you grateful for in your life? Right? Who are you grateful for? in your life? What are you grateful for about you? We all have strengths. We do something we call the Positive Aspects Journal. It's part of the foundations you all have access to in NEPT. It's positive aspects. We don't focus on what's good about us. We focus on, oh, I don't like my hair, and oh, I'm not smart enough, and oh, I'm not good enough. What if you focused and looked, just looked for the best? What are those things? What do you have to bring to these amazing people that you're meant to serve? What do you have to bring them? And focus on that right now. Focus. And what I want you to do is, as you focus on what you have to bring them, I want you to open your arms. And I want you to invite those people that you're meant to serve, to help. If you're here for family, then who are those family members that you want to invite into your arms, that you want to take into your arms, into your embrace, and share whatever you can share that's going to help them? And bring them in. Emanate your gratitude and your energy out. Feel it. And then I want you to bring your arms to the front. And then pull those people in your embrace. Hold those people in your embrace. Those are the people you're here to serve, to help, to connect with. Connection. Find them, meet them where they're at. Discover where they want to be. And like I love Tony's expression, coach to the gap. Help them to bridge that gap. You and you and you and all of you, every single one of you, has the ability to do that. Every single one of you. So just bring them all the way to your body. Hold them dear. Feel their energy. When you're ready, just let your arms drop and feel them in your heart. And go out and be brilliant. You already are brilliant. Just let your brilliance shine. I so appreciate you being here. I so appreciate your work in the world, and I want to see more of it. We're going to end in just a few minutes. They're going to clean up the room. If anybody, I'd love to give each and every one of you a hug, take a picture. We have a thing set up out there. I don't know where. They're going to tell me where. Right outside, right out this door. And if anybody wants a picture or a hug or anything at all, I want to connect with each and every one of you. That's important to me. So on the count of three, I want us all to raise our hands, and I want you to say as loud as you can, I am enough.
I am enough.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll meet you out there.